And now for our story. Yesterday, Max Tilly approached the Stratford Hotel bar just in time to keep Danny from spilling everything to Benjamin Carter about the deed to the property on which the springs are located. Today, we pick up the close of that scene as Max and Danny depart from Carter.
Hey, what is this, Max?
You're spilling your brains, Dumbbell. That guy Carter has a tongue that wags at both ends. Too smart for you, Danny.
What do you mean, Max? I was only giving him a little of his own money.
Hey, you wasn't giving him anything, Danny. He was just waiting to take your shirt, you dope.
What do you mean, Max? Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, listen, I never felt better. Now you go on home and see Phyllis and try to act like a gentleman, will you?
Yes, but I...
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, there's that guy again. The one that followed me home this morning.
Hey, he's up there.
Huh?
He's only a town
man. Yeah. Hey, you, come here. Huh? I don't know you. What do you want?
I can that, Applejack. You're the same guy who came to my house this morning.
Nah, I tell you, I don't know you.
Hey, what are you following me for?
Oh, leave me alone.
Now, listen. You hang around anymore, and I'll have the police run you out of town.
I ain't done nothing.
Go on, scram. And don't let me see you following me again.
What's the matter with you, man? The guy was just walking along the street?
Nah, you're all wrapped up in your own trouble, Danny. Blind as a mole. Now, go on and get home and see what's happened to Phyllis. I got an errand over at Doc Benson.
Well, what's on your mind, Matt?
Well, it's about Danny and Phyllis, Doc.
What do you mean?
Oh, I mean, plain and simple, that somebody's got to do something to keep Danny and Phyllis from fighting all the time.
Oh, it's not serious, Matt. Married people always quarrel. That's why I'm not married.
Oh, yeah? Well, you ain't the great lover. And Mary and me don't quarrel. Say, we got sense.
Maybe that's what Danny and Phyllis need. Sense. A little good common sense goes a long ways, you know.
Yeah, you said it, Doc. But we got to do something before they have a clean break.
It's not that serious.
Phyllis is over crying this morning to Mary, and Danny's so low he even speaks that low-life Benjamin Carter. I tell you, it's serious, Doc.
Well, I don't know, Max. If they haven't the desire to use good sense.
No, it ain't that, Doc. I thought maybe that you could help, you see.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a doctor and a friend, but I'm not a matrimonial advisor.
Well, now listen, Doc. I thought maybe, maybe it's, what's that word now? Uncomfortable.
Incompatibility.
Yeah, that's it.
Can't get along together.
Yeah.
Inharmonious relations. Conjugal conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Aggravated condition of the marriage state.
Well, hey, now, wait a minute. I'll take the first one. Hey, they don't get along together. And I thought maybe, children, they say.
What are you trying to tell me, Matt? You think maybe that quarreling is due to the need for another child?
Well, something like that. You see, it's a delicate situation, Doc.
Yeah. You better be careful. They don't blame you for meddling.
For Pete's sake, no. But Phyllis comes over crying. Danny was about to unload a lot of information to Benjamin Carter about the deed to the Springs property.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, he's not getting mixed up with Carter.
Oh, I took him away, Doc. And this morning he was in my office raving about suicide. Wanted to jump in the river.
Well, it's all right as long as he talks to somebody about it. The danger of suicide is when a person won't talk about it, confiding in anybody.
And he needs money, too.
Well, can't Daddy give him some money?
Well, Danny's too proud. He can take care of his family, you say.
I know. There's no use of him being foolish. He can pay Daddy back when he gets back on the job.
I told him that, Doc, but Danny's proud.
Proud? Pride is foolish. The wrong kind of pride.
Yeah, well, you tell Danny that.
Well, what do you want me to do, Max?
Just talk to Danny so he won't jump in the river when we ain't looking, will you?
Well, it's a little bit delicate for me. I can bring babies into the world, being peacemaker in the home. I got an operation awaiting me, Max.
I'm glad, Mr. Daniel Stratford, that you've decided to come home.
I'm glad, Mrs. Daniel Stratford, that you've decided to continue with your duties in the home.
Maybe that is necessary at present.
Quite necessary, I agree.
I presume you've been about taking care of your business?
Oh, yes, various matters I have under consideration.
I hope you haven't annoyed my brother with the details.
Well, never mind. I'm not giving you advice on how to run my business.
I should say no more. Your father called.
Oh, yes, and what did he say?
He wanted to know what you did with that book about the Stratford Springs, the one he found in his old trunk.
Oh, that old history. What did I do with it? Oh, I think I left it in the attic.
Now, don't you go up there in the attic again, rummaging around.
I don't
you tell me what to do in my own house. Business is business.
Danny, if you dare mess up that attic again...
Well, don't annoy me.
What's that?
Out.
Danny, look at me. Oh. Are you all right, Danny?
Oh,
my poor baby. Here, let me see you. Are you hurt any place?
My leg.
Is it broken?
Don't touch it. Oh. All the way down. Oh, what was that pan up there on the steps for? Oh, that's a fine place to leave a pan.
Yeah.
Oh, my back. Oh. What are you trying to do, collect my life insurance?
Why, Danny Stratford, how could you accuse me of such a thing? Oh, here, come in on the couch. Maybe I'd better call Dr. Benson.
Danny.
Oh,
no. Why don't you sit down? If you weren't trying to collect my life insurance, why did you make the step slippery?
Here, let me get a pan of warm water and bathe your legs. No, no, just sit still until I come back.
Oh, I think you're trying to kill me. That's the place to fall from. 36 at least.
Here's some nice warm water and soap. I guess I must have left the bar of soap on the step and you stepped on it. Here, fold up your pants.
All right. Oh, that burns. You ought to be home taking care of your house and things like that. Get to run off the neighbors all the time.
Now, you just mind your own business and I'll mind the house. There.
Oh, it's hot.
Well, it must be hot.
Oh, such a wife. Ouch.
What would you do without me?
Oh, it's too hot.
I hold your leg out straight while I bandage it.
Oh, it's not so tight. Oh, they'll go nuts if you always ask me for things.
Yeah. Now, how's that? A little tighter?
No.
How do you suppose a woman wants to look, like a rag bag?
Not another word. I'll walk right out of here like I am. Now, not another word. We'll be arguing about that new coat.
Oh, hold still. Oh, but Danny, it really isn't so much. And Daddy had let us have the money, I know.
I'm leaving.
Oh, please, Danny. All right, I won't say any more.
All right, then. Oh, why did Daddy want that old history book that almost broke my neck? Can you say why?
Okay. Well, you're all bandaged up now. Now, be careful.
All right.
No, you didn't say. Only that it's very important and he wants it right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I better go back up those steps and get it.
No, you'll not. And you sit right here. I'll go get it and not mess up the attic either.
Can you bring me a drink, Phyllis?
Yes, in a minute. Here, Danny.
Thanks,
Phyllis. Oh, Danny. Danny, why do you make me so miserable?
Do I tell you, baby? Oh, you get the wrong thing. Darling, honestly.
If you'd only be a little more patient, Danny. Just a little more patient. I'm sure everything will work out all right.
I don't know what you mean, Phyllis. But I'll try. Now we better get that book and take it over to Daddy. Come on. Give me a kiss, will you, Phyllis?
I'll go get the book now. You just lie back comfortably on the couch.
Oh, I guess I don't know women. Oh, you know. Hey, Phyllis. Maybe I have nothing to say this, but I'm worried about the weather now.
Now?
Yes, I'm afraid, Phyllis. He's losing his mind. He's going nuts.
Nonsense, Danny. I saw Max just this morning.
Well, so did I. He's seeing things. He's afraid of anybody speaking to Carter. Carter's a crook, but I'm not afraid of him.
Now, Danny, don't you get mixed up with anything with Carter.
Oh, don't worry. I'm wise, Phyllis. You know, Max even thinks somebody's following him about. We've got to do something for that.
Oh, dear, I don't know. Oh, I better get that book. Now, I'll ask him.
Right.
Oh, there's a
phone. Go ahead, Phyllis. I can get it. Hello? Hello, Danny Stratford speaking. Who? Oh, Benjamin Carter. Oh, sure. So what do you want, Carter? Now, I warn you, I'm not on speaking terms with you. I don't think a leopard can change its spots. Oh, all right. Sounds funny for a guy like you to talk about forgiving and forgetting. Well, all right. Now, what do you want? Proposition? Of course I want to make some money until I get my new job in the new hotel when it's built. But I don't want any of your kind of proposition. No. It's that Fidon's hotel. What are you going to do with it? Publicity? Oh, but I'm not interested. Still, sure, I know more about the history of this town than anybody else. Yeah, but what's that got to do with the proposition? Oh, I see. Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about it first. Sure. Well, sure, I'll come down and see you, but I warn you, I'm not considering anything. Goodbye. See you, big cat. Right up my alley, too. Well, I'll just go and find out about this proposition, but I'll have nothing to do with Benjamin Carter. I know that.
Don't be too sure about that, Danny. Benjamin Carter hasn't spent all these years putting over deals without learning his trade. He should learn more about this problem of Daddy and Phyllis, more about why Daddy Stratford wants that old history book, what proposition Benjamin Carter is going to tempt Danny with, and that hint about Max Tilly being mentally unbalanced, all in tomorrow's episode of The Life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the sincere compliments of Heinz, Honey, and Almond Cream.